The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The Oireachtas Committee on Remote Working will be meeting tomorrow to discuss the future of the right to request remote working. This follows the public consultation that the government held on how to get this legislation going, and is it working, and do they need to change it? I will speak to Sinn Féin TD Rose Conway Walsh in just a minute. But first, the co-founder of Grow Remote, Tracy Kavanagh. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks a million for having us.
I would imagine that people who are working from home on certain days think it's the best thing since sliced pan, but employers are less likely to agree.
That's some opener, so not necessarily. So we do know that this is the most popular consultation, one of the most popular consultations that has happened. And as of this morning, we had over 7,000 submissions in. About 6,989 were from employees and 453 were from employers. Now, Grow Remote ourselves have taken in submissions of about 200 companies. And we run the largest training programme in Ireland and Europe, in fact, for companies, hybrid and remote, embracing this and making the transition. So we're hearing what they're saying. And what they're saying is, like, half of the requests were approved, but there's still some confusion around policies, what's fair, what's not. And also productivity. You know, the skills aren't there in some companies, more so the companies who are saying no, skills and supports, and they badly need training supports and consulting supports. But I would not say by any stretch of the imagination that companies are not liking remote work.
Yeah, are some leaning into it more than others, though?
Absolutely. And thank God for that, because for like we've been in this for close to a decade, right, in Grow Remote since 2018. So we were pre-COVID, or BC, as I would call it. And during COVID, we had so much confusion and so much hype and people calling hybrid and remote that was all confused. And now they're a lot clearer. Like, people are giving out about companies coming out and saying, you know, we're anti-remote. I'm all for that, because we're no longer fighting ghosts. We know who's where. But I would say to you, Jonathan, just in terms of the work that we're doing, that we have been doing for the last, again, up to close to a decade, to try to make this change. I was coming in this morning into Dublin in traffic for the first time probably in about 5 years, which was an interesting experience in itself. But I was hearing that, you know, the NTA say they're at the capacity of the roads, they can't do any more. Wow. And you're hearing about people being 3 hours stuck in traffic. While we're debating Irish employers and whether they like it, whether they don't, what's the answer to this? There is 100,000 PAYE remote jobs available every single month that Ireland aren't getting access to in enough quantities because we're not targeting them. And not only are we not targeting them, but we're not, there's barriers to bringing them in. So there's so much work.
What are the barriers?
For me, the most interesting one is that we have a financial incentive programs that we use through the EU, right? And they're built to do what the IDA was set up for back in 1949, right? Which is bring employment into specific areas that need it. That actually disincentivizes remote work, because remote work would be within the tax jurisdiction of Ireland, but it wouldn't be localized to one particular area. So companies have no incentive to bring their remote work to Ireland, and they don't care where they hire.
Okay.
So the jobs are going to, you know, all these other countries. And I think the work that Eimear Curry is doing in leading this all-party working group in Leinster House is so critical, because we could review this legislation, right, and just change, dot a few I's and cross a few T's. But we need to look at what is it that this set out to do in the first place, and how do we get to that? And that might mean
right.
more than just reacting to the legislation.
Rose Conway Walsh, Sinn Féin TD for Sligo, is on the line as well. There are people who are probably looking on nervously, who are working maybe for a company in Dublin or Galway, but they're living in Sligo. They really want the remote work thing to hold on, don't they, Rose?
They do indeed, but I'm actually from Mayo, Jonathan. So
sorry,
no,
I beg your pardon.
Sligo,
I apologise for moving you across the border. How bad, how rude of me.
You're okay. But you're exactly right. Of course, it applies. There's huge benefits to rural Ireland for it, and there's real potential to be harnessed here, as Tracy was outlining. But particularly to rural areas, you know, it can have a positive impact, both in terms of local economic activity, but also I think it's a game changer for women as well, to allow the right to request remote working. And that's why it's important that it is underpinned by legislation. but also that kind of there's a very kind of secure and positive legal regulatory framework for remote working requests. So I think there's a right way to do this. But I mean, I myself was working remotely in London or outside London, 25 years ago. So it's not something new. And we can look at some of the other countries who are coming along this journey and have moved further than us. So we look at the Netherlands, for instance. You have a qualified right to work from home, but employers must justify the refusals to work from home. But there's a strong culture there of acceptance of flexible working again. Then if you look at Germany, you can see in terms of collective bargaining and the role that that plays there. In France, again, remote working is governed through collective agreements there between employers and employees. And again, in France, they have very strong worker protections there. But it shouldn't be a case of, a disadvantage to the employer. If you have the right management skills within a company or an organization, and I think it will take some investment there in terms of management skills, I think this can be done right and it can really benefit everybody involved.
Do you think that your colleagues in the Oireachtas, is there unanimity on this one? I mean, it's rare that you'd all agree on something, but will there be many voices of objection tomorrow to embedding remote working into legislation?
I don't think there'll be objections to it. I think there will be different views on how we do it properly. At least I hope there wouldn't be objections to it. But I think this is something collectively that we can do, that we can invest in, that can work for everybody. I do think as well we should be making use of the National Training Fund in terms of the additional skills that are needed around all of this. But also we need investment, obviously, in a strong digital infrastructure as well, like they have in Sweden to make it work. So I just think there's huge benefits. There's all these huge benefits, of course, across the island when we look at the all-island economy and the workforce right across the 32 counties, because you can have somebody working in obviously in the north, living in the south and vice versa as well. So it just opens up the whole new future to us. I think that is the way that companies are going to look for that. Of course, it's a huge addition as well in terms of retention of employees and recruitment for companies as well. So to me, it's, there are some positive and negative externalities, but I think we can design it in a way that works for everyone.
Tracy, the other side of this, of course, is that the state has to presumably have a bit of leadership on this, because they are in the situation where a lot of the people who work in Dublin have to commute to Dublin. They're working for state agencies. Yes, they did embrace the working from home thing when they had to, but there was an awful lot of pressure to get people back to the office as well. So what's good for the goose surely is good for the gander.
Yeah. Yes, but I suppose it's easy to go in and bash them, right, and say, the civil service should do this and should do that. I'm not in it. Right now, we have obviously been working with various groups, including the civil service, but embracing remote for longer older organizations, right, is a massive change transformation project. And I suppose they might be a great example of where the will might be there, the ideology might be there, but the practical supports aren't in place. So that brings us back to, what Rose was saying there around bringing in national training supports and consulting supports. The same way, Jonathan, as we would have done back in the day when we were trying to bring Ireland online, and we would have had digital grants, etc., etc. But I just want to bring in, I thought Eimear Curry made a good point today, when she was talking about we've done well, we need these supports, but actually we need to think bigger. The right to request remote work, even today I was talking to the best researcher in this space, Kate Lister, who has done this research for about four decades. It's only going to bring us 5 or 10% of the way into the change that we need to see. I don't know how everybody else isn't massively frustrated that, the best example I have is that we are given out about AIB and Bank of Ireland at one point on a different show at a different time, talking about going back into the office. But Revolut had 70 fully remote jobs available at the same time. And Ireland has no target for going in to get those jobs. It's silly. It's while we're busy down in the weeds, arguing about the detail of stuff, we're missing out on a massive opportunity.
Well, let's see where the conversation goes. It is something that is before the Oireachtas tomorrow. Thanks to Tracy Keogh, their co-founder of Grow Remote, and Sinn Féin TD, definitely for Mayo, not for Sligo. Rose Conway Walsh managed to offend Rose there. But I'm sure she loves the people of Sligo equally. Just they don't vote for her.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.